everybody. How can I help you?
Hey, Bill. I'm sure this day has been quite a shock for you, but kind of take us through what the day has been like. Were you surprised at everything that's happened in the last hour or so?
I think when you've been in this league long enough, you see a whole bunch of different things happen, so not many of them are shocking anymore. I think it's a day when you come in after a tough loss and you try to figure out how you're going to make it better, and obviously it took some different turns, but we're still just trying to focus on how we can make it better.
AJ Green was pretty visibly frustrated last night, and I think you all know that that's not really like him. Did those comments kind of resonate at all through the coaching staff?
Does it surprise you if I say I did not? I don't know what his comments were.
No, but he was saying that he wished he had gotten targeted more or been more involved towards the end of the game last night. And like I said, it's kind of rare for AJ to be so vocally frustrated. But if you didn't hear,
I know this. I've been around AJ long enough to know what kind of professional he is, and a lot of us are frustrated with the lack of production we've had so far. And I think one of the important things is that we all also share the burden of why that's been that way. And I think when we all honestly look at what's happened, what hasn't happened, what we can do to fix it, then we'll work for, you know, the fastest way possible to get it better. Usually with players, some places players get a whole lot of input, some places they get a little input. Some players get a whole lot, some get a little input in what's happening. But when guys earn the ability to have input, that's probably the best way. And I don't think there's anyone around here that doesn't trust AJ.
Hey, Coach, what are the first three things you're going to do, and maybe you've already done them?
I'm trying to start my list of those three things, but I haven't gotten to three yet because people keep coming in to interrupt me and ask me to do conference calls. I think the first thing we did is we sat and met as an offensive staff. After Coach Lewis spoke to the entire staff, we sat and met as an offensive staff and had a chance to talk and set some of the philosophies. Trust me, things have happened very fast. I think we'll have a chance to convene tomorrow morning after everyone has a chance to take in what's happening, and we'll go forward a lot faster after that. But the most important thing I think for today is just the relationships with the coaches on the staff and being all together and being prepared to move forward.
How does your offensive philosophy differ from Ken's?
I think at this moment what we have to view is, okay, where are we as an offense? And we've spent an awful lot of time, and I say we, everyone that's in the building, we spent an awful lot of time building what we have as an offensive system, as an offense, and trying to gear it towards the particular players that we have. So what we need to do, the philosophy, is to score as many points as we can to beat the Packers. That's it. And then we'll take it from there, especially when something like this happens during the season. You can't go much further than that. It would be nice if you could, but we've got a real tough task at hand, and so we're just going to tackle that, and we'll let the philosophy kind of work its way out as we go.
Bill, you've been on the flip side of this in Miami. What did you take from that experience, you know, going forward into this one?
Well, that's a great question. I think, personally, you take from it that these opportunities are hard to come by, and when you get them, you know, you got to do everything you can to make them work. I mean, it kind of sounds like a cliche a little bit, but I think it just, the reality of that hits you. I think maybe today I'm really thinking more about Ken, you know, having been through it from the other side and knowing how much he put into it, and feeling badly and trying to be humane about that.
Hey Bill, obviously there's a reason for this, both on field production wise, but even timing wise, for you. How do you kind of go into the prep part of this for this weekend and then leading the room on Monday, you know, when things get back? So obviously last time you were in this position, you had a whole off season to kind of put this together.
Yeah, it's a little bit different. I guess the positive is that there are a lot of relationships already built. I'm really, at the moment, focused on tomorrow morning's offensive staff meeting, because I think that's going to lay a lot of groundwork as far as just how it goes when we meet with the players on Monday. And really, I think maybe it's a little bit of a pragmatic approach, but let's focus on beating the Packers and what we have to do, and the big picture things will kind of take care of themselves.
Coach, you plan? How do you shift responsibilities at all, or any? I mean, like, does anybody take over quarterbacks, or how are you going to keep doing the quarterbacks?
I think there'll be minor shifts, but that'll be decided as we go forward. I expect to continue to be in the quarterback room.
Bill, this is kind of a logistical thing you may not have even thought about yet, but do you know if you'll be on the field or in the booth, or how you'll approach it that way?
Not prepared to make that comment yet. Good question.
Yes.
What did you do in Miami?
In Miami, first preseason game I was on the field. Second preseason game I was in the booth. And by unanimous decision of head coach, quarterback, and myself, I spent the rest of the time on the field.
I don't know, Bill. I mean, there's a reason these things are done. I guess for you, I know that you said it's about scoring more points and you've got to really dive into it. But, you know, Andy hasn't played real well, in just a lot of areas. What do you see? I mean, you've been with them now for a year. Year plus, off season plus. What can you speak to his, where he's been struggling these last two games, and where you can maybe bring him going forward here?
Well, in a very small amount of time today, I've thought about, you know, when the game starts, as a coordinator, and in some games you have different plans, but two of the most important things that you have to do are get the quarterback in rhythm and get the running back in rhythm. And we've got a number of good running backs that we're sharing that with right now. But I think as we have some time this evening and tomorrow to think about that, and specifically your questions with Andy, I think a lot of that responsibility will be mine to make sure we get him going. And like I said at the very beginning, this is all of us. We all share the responsibility for that. That's all the assistant coaches, the players as well. And I think when we all recognize that and are honest about it, then it gives us a chance to do something about it and get better. And I have great respect for Andy, and I know that he wants to be great, and so I know he'll do just that. He'll look at where he can be better, and he'll work with me.
Hey guys, we've got time for two more questions.
Coach, what's your view of three running backs? Would you prefer
when they all run for 100 yards in the game? I view that as very positive. I haven't done three probably in the past, splitting it equally, but that's where we've been so far.
Do you think that has to be changed?
I don't have any. I hadn't given it a thought to this point today yet. I'm probably just not prepared to answer that one.
Last question?
I think that's it, Bill. Right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks,
Bill.
Thanks, Bill.
Look forward to seeing everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.